it, and now we are alone. What now then caused me to fall in love?
Aye, madam, so you stumble unheedfully.
Of all the fair resort of gentlemen that every day would pile and pound in me, in my opinion, which is worthiest, love?
Please, you repeat their names. I'll show my mind according to my shallow, simple skill.
What thinkst thou? Oh,
the fair Sir Eglamour.
And the knight
hath spoken, meet and find. Where are you? He never should be mine.
What thinkst thou of the rich McCartier?
Well, of his wealth, but of himself, so-so.
What thinkst thou of the gentle Proteus?
Lord, Lord, to see what folly reigns in us. What means the fashion of his name?
Pardon, dear madam.
It is a passing shame that I, unworthy body as I am, should fancy thus some lovely gentleman.
Why not approach it, as of all the rest?
Then thus, for many good, I think him best.
Your reason?
I have no other but a woman's reason. I think him so because I think him so.
And wouldst thou have me cast my love on?
Why, if he thought your love not cast away.
Why, he of all the rest hath never moved me.
Yet he of all the rest, I think, best loves thee.
His little speaking shows his love but small.
Fire that's closest kept burns most of all.
They do not love that do not show their love.
They love least to let men know their love.
Would I knew his mind.
Peruse this paper, madam.
To Julia? Say for whom?
That the contents will show.
Who gave it me?
To Valentine's page. And so I think from Proteus. He would have given it you, but I, being in the way, did in your name receive it. Pardon the fault, I pray.
Now, by my modesty, a goodly broker. Dare you presume to harbour wanton lines, to whisper and conspire against my youth. Now, trust me, 'tis an office of great worth, and you an office fit for the place. There, take the paper, safely returned, or else return no more into my sight.
These for love deserves more fee than hate.
Will ye be gone,
that you may ruminate?
Yet I would I had all looked the letter. Were ashamed to call her back again and pray her to a fault for which I chid her. Fool is she that knows I am a maid and would not force the letter to my view. Since maids in modesty say no, that which they would have the proffer construe.
Aye. Fie. How wayward is this foolish love, that like a testy babe will scratch the nurse, and presently all humbled kiss the rod. How churlishly I chid you, set her hence. When willingly I would have had her here, how angrily I taught my brow to frown, when inward joy forced my heart to smile. My penance is to call Lucetta back and ask remission for my folly past.
What ho, Lucetta?
What would your ladyship?
It's near dinner time.
How would it were? That you might kill your stomach on your meat and not upon your maid.
What is it that you picked up so gingerly?
Nothing.
Oh, I deserved it then.
Just take a paper out that I let fall. And is that paper nothing?
Nothing concerning me.
Then let it lie for those that it concerns.
Madam, it will not lie for it concerns unless it have a false interpreter.
Some love of yours hath writ you in rhyme.
That I may sing it, madam, to a tune.
Give me a note. Your ladyship can set. Little by such toys as may be possible. Best sing it to the tune of Light of Love.
It is too heavy, madam, for so light a tune.
Heavy? The like it has some burden.
Aye, and melodious to it. Would you sing it?
And why not you?
I cannot reach so high.
Let's see your song.
Keep tune there still, for you shall sing it out. And yet, methinks, I do not like this tune.
You do not?
No, madam, tis too sharp.
You minion are too saucy.
Nay, now you are too flat, and Mother Concord is too harsh a descant. There wanted but a mean to fill your song.
The mean is drowned with your unruly bass.
Indeed, I bid the bass approach you.
This babble shall not henceforth trouble me. Here is the call of the protestation. Oh. We'll get you gone and let the papers lie. You will be fingering them to anger me.
She makes it strange. But she would be best pleased to be so angered with another letter.
Nay, would I were so angered with the same. Oh, hateful hands. To tear such nothing words. These curious wasps. To feed on such sweet honey and kill the bees that yield it. With your stings. I'll kiss each several papers for a name.
used to it. Kind Julia.
Unkind Julia. As in revenge of thy ingratitude, I threw thy name against the bruising stones, trampled contemptuously on my disdain.
And here is which love wounded Proteus. Poor wounded name. My bosom as a bed shall lodge thee till thy wound be truly healed. Thus I search it with a sovereign kiss.
Twice or thrice was Proteus written down. Oh, calm, good wind!
I'm not a word away till I have found each letter in the letter.
Except mine own name. That some whirlwind bear onto a ragged, fearful hanging rock and tore it thence into the raging sea.
Here in one line is his name twice writ. Poor, forlorn Proteus. Passionate Proteus. To the sweet Julia.
That I'll tear away.
And yet I will not. Sith so prettily he couples it to his complaining names. Thus will I fold them. One upon another. Now kiss, embrace, contend. Do what you will.
Madam. Dinner is ready. Your father stays.
Well, let us go.
What? Do these papers lie like telltales here?
If you respect them, best to take them off.
Nay, I was taken up for laying them down.
Yet so they shall not lie. They're catching cold.
You have a month's line.
No. Aye, madam. You may say what sights you see.
I see things too, although you judge.
I wink.
Come, come, we'll please you go.